Maybe we enjoy the traditions instead of making the traditions a to-do list.
Yes.
Or a must-do list.
Right. Yeah.
Like
so good.
Releasing that a little bit and saying, you know what, if we can't do Christmas Eve like we've always done, we can do December 31st and we're going to have fun. And it's going to be awesome because it's not the stinking day.
Yeah.
It's you. It's you. Welcome to More Than Small Talk. We're Susie Eller,
Jennifer Watson,
and Holly Girth, writers and real-life friends. We're inviting you to go deeper, become freer, and feel more connected.
So imagine you have a cup of coffee, a mug of tea, or a green smoothie in your hand,
and we're all hanging out in your favorite place together.
Do you ever get stressed out at the holidays? Maybe it's just us, but we are already looking at the calendar and saying, "Woo, November and December, those can be a little tricky."
Yeah. So first of all, I want to pause and say happy birthday, Holly.
Aww, yay.
We love you and we are so thankful that we get to do life with
you.
So today's confession question, what is your favorite part of the holidays and your least favorite?
Okay. People. No. I love being with my family. That's really the highlight, is being together in one room. Just everything kind of slows down, but it's the prep time that is my least favorite.
Yeah.
It's the pressure that you need to be at everything and have the right gift, or you have to have the right dish and all of that, because we always travel on the holidays. We are never at our own home. So it seems like I'm always picking up and gathering. So I really do have to plan ahead, and that can get really stressful over the holidays.
That's a lot of pressure.
Yeah. Pack up everything and... Yeah.
Well, and also, Jennifer, just to take that a little bit deeper, is there something in us that wants to be able to have a kind of a low hustle?
Yes.
Time in our own home with our kiddos.
Oh,
and
yes.
And so to feel so pressured and juggling, like, you're happy that you have people that love you and you're thankful for that. But at the same time, there's that need to have kind of your own space too.
Right, right. And I think that when you do have kids or you're newlyweds, you want to make it magical.
Yeah.
Like every holiday, you want it there to be a little bit of magic. And sometimes there's just chaos, you know?
Yeah.
And I think the magic is just being together and being really thankful that you have one another.
Yeah.
But it's all the mess before. And I think it's just the hustle and the, you know, all the long list of things that you have to do. To where you might be tired when you show up to be with your family.
Yeah.
Yeah. What came to mind when I thought what's my favorite part is my family has a tradition of doing a puzzle together. So I pictured like my parents and I just working on a puzzle in this like slow paced way. And we talk while we do it. And it just feels very low key and relaxed. And I love that part of it. Mm-hmm. I don't love the opposite where it's like 20 people crammed into one room and it's really hard to connect with anyone on a deeper level. And I leave feeling like, wow, I'm so tired. And yet I feel like I didn't even get to spend time with the people I really wanted to.
Yeah.
And so I think the quality of the relationship time makes a really big difference to me, probably especially as an introvert.
Yeah.
And I would say also the expectations.
Yeah.
You know,
there's a bunch.
So I could live without the expectations.
Yeah.
That's good.
So my favorite part of the holidays coming up is that being with my people. And when I say my people, my closest people, and I love the music. I love the lights. I love the trees. I love all of the things. And my lights from last Christmas are still on my mantle because they were so pretty and sparkly and little that I left them because they brought me joy. My least favorite part, I think, is when it causes division in family, and it's really... It should never happen. You know what I'm saying? Like, this is the time of the year when I feel like there's so much pressure on families that we lose really what this is even about. And I don't like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it sounds like for all of us, relationships are just, you know, at the heart of it, the highlights and the hard parts both are centered on relationships.
Well, I used to, like you, Jennifer, we would go to all the different hubs, and we will still, we'll start doing ours. I think December 8th is our first time that we're getting together with extended family because our family's so big now. We have become kind of the hub for our kids and grandkids. But what we've done, Richard and I, is we have lifted all of the expectations off of that because it's not a day. It's the people.
That's so good.
It's and not only that, they're already in a place where they want their own time with their kiddos. So we're just like, hey, if you want to come, give us a date. You guys work it out. Tell us. And we're going to have lots of food and we're going to have music and fun. And the kids are going to we're going to make a big old mess, you know, as the kids open the presents. But there's going to be zero pressure.
Yeah.
You know, like yeah, I didn't want my grown kids to grow up hating Christmas.
Yes. Yeah,
I didn't. Because when I was younger, a younger married, and I'm not putting this on them. I'm just saying it is what it is. I felt so pulled and I could never make everybody happy. And it was so hard. I came to a point to where I didn't like the holidays at all.
Right. Well, after my grandmother and my dad both passed away, I noticed that we were traveling home on Christmas Eve and I was driving home and I was very, very frazzled. It was because we were late. And I remember having this talk with my daughters and explaining to them. But after the celebration, my daughter Elise hugged me and I was like, oh, I needed that hug so much. And I was just apologizing for being cranky on the way and all of that. And I started to let go. And she said, stay in the moment, Mom. And I was like, oh, so I hugged her again and we held on. And then I started to let go again. And she said, stay in the moment, Mom. Yeah. And that was the biggest thing that kind of opened my eyes to what she needed from me. It wasn't the gifts and having the perfect outfit that she had on or any of those things. It was just me being present and probably being a little bit pleasant and not stressed. She just wanted me. And so that really changed my whole expectations, is that I do want them to enjoy the holidays. I want them to enjoy it. So that means maybe I have to plan ahead.
Yeah.
Maybe I have to do a little things different. Maybe I need to say no to going to every single holiday function.
Yeah.
You know, whatever it is, just plan ahead so I can enjoy it when I get there.
Yeah, maybe we enjoy the traditions instead of making the traditions a to-do list.
Yes.
Or a must-do list.
Right.
Yeah.
Like,
so good.
Releasing that a little bit and saying, you know, guys, if you're going to, and again, I'm speaking somewhat to the older generation because my kids are grown, but looking and saying, you know what, if we can't do Christmas Eve like we've always done, we can do December 31st and we're going to have fun and it's going to be awesome because it's not the stinking day.
Yeah.
It's you. And that matters. And so just releasing some of those expectations would be really helpful.
I was just thinking, like, just write out, I have to blank, and write down everything you think you have to do around the holidays.
Yeah.
And like, for me, one a lot of people might have is I have to have a Christmas tree. I've never had a Christmas tree.
Yeah.
And that is just not an expectation that is high on my list. It feels stressful.
Yeah.
If that ever changes, I'll have one. And I've been Christmas tree shamed a lot. So this is a big deal that
you're
I'm saying this out
it.
Loud.
Like,
you know?
Yeah, this is a
this
big
is like
deal.
A deep, dark, and dirty secret that you know about me now that I don't really decorate for Christmas, you know? But I mean, really, like, nothing has ever happened to me because I didn't have a tree, except for some people lovingly harassing me from time to time and saying they're going to, you know, vandalize my home and put a tree in there when I'm not. But yeah, so I think just evaluating and asking, you know, I think too, like, family, I think we get to define that however we want.
Yes.
You know?
Yes, we do.
You know, again, like, we have friends who are listening who are single.
Right.
Or who may live overseas, far away from
or
anyone
who
in their family.
Or who have lost family.
Who have lost
family. Holidays are hard.
So we always spend time with friends who are like family around the holidays, too. And I would say that's absolutely one of my favorite parts.
Yeah. When we were talking about that, Holly, I thought it was really important what you brought up. You said, you know what brings me joy during the holidays is smaller, more intimate gatherings with people that I really love. And you talked about your
Friendsgiving.
I knew there was a name for it.
Yeah.
And how does that work?
We just have Thanksgiving on a different day, like I'm doing Friendsgiving with one set of friends the Sunday before Thanksgiving. Uh-huh. And then I'm doing Friendsgiving with a set of friends the day after Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
And it's just great. Like, it's so low pressure. We do whatever we want. We eat whatever we want. We just like hang out. But it's just like our own little pressure-free celebration. And I really like that.
Well, and isn't there a theme that's coming? This is hustle-less holidays. Yeah. And I keep hearing that word pressure coming up over and over again. So looking at those pressure points, and some of them we cannot change.
Right.
But some of them we can address.
Yeah.
Don't you think?
Yeah.
Yeah. So what helps you, you know, what helps you, Susie? Like, what helps you, like, really enjoy your holiday season?
Well, there was a transition in my thought process along the way to see this not as how everybody else does it.
Yeah.
You know, to say, hey, we're the Eller family, and the Eller family loves this. We'll take a long walk on, if they're at my house on Christmas, if they are at my house at Christmas, it's because they chose to. Mm-hmm. I want to make that clear. But if we're at my house on Christmas or celebrating Christmas, at some point in that day, I'm going to slip away and I'm going to take a long walk on the trail. Mm-hmm. Now, I might have six littles trailing behind me or running in front of me, and I'm cool with that.
Yeah.
But getting out into nature and being in wide open spaces with, you know, because my family, we're just loud. Yeah. We're just loud. Yeah. And being able to get away for a minute, bring that sensory level down just a bit, and then I go back in and I'm filled up. And yeah, even if I have good. The six littles, we'll go to the creek and we'll throw rocks and we'll sit and talk and chat. And that's really helpful for me.
Yeah. What about you?
I think that just reminding myself that it's okay if the holidays aren't my favorite thing ever.
That's,
you know,
good.
Yeah. Like, I'm not a bad person.
No,
if
you're not.
I'm like, you know, holidays, just they're good. I like seeing my people, but they're just not my favorite thing ever. You know, like, I have a friend who, you know, put a Christmas tree in every room, and like, they love that. And
yeah.
I say, more power to you,
you
know,
yeah.
But it's okay if I think, you know, it's just not my thing. And remembering, I mean, this is going to sound totally cliche, but, you know, remembering really that ultimately it's about Jesus.
Yeah.
You know, and that
that's
we.
That's not cliche.
You know,
that's not.
Yeah.
But, you know, just saying the only person I need to think about pleasing is him.
Yeah.
And so if people in my life end up being disappointed in me because I haven't met their expectations, it's okay. You know, again, it doesn't mean I'm a bad person.
Right.
It and doesn't. The great thing is, like, God doesn't even have the expectations. Like, mm-mm. He said, because of Jesus, you're released from expectations. And so having a hustle-free holiday to me feels like it could really be an act of worship, because we're saying, like, I refuse to put myself under anything but grace at this time of year.
Yeah, that's good. And you know what? I love that you shared what you shared about Christmas and decorating. And Holly, you're one of the most creative, giving. You open your home to people. It is one of the most welcoming places to hang out. I don't know that having the perfect tree would change that. You know what I'm saying? Because you're in that house, and you and Mark make that a really welcoming place to be.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Thanks.
You can come over and look at my lights.
I do love twinkle lights. Yeah. I'll take all the twinkle lights I can get.
All right.
Yeah, I love that.
And what I have to do is remind myself and remember little Elise's words echoing in my ears, just stay in the moment. So I scale back, because I really do want to make it Pinterest pretty, and like, I go over the top. So there's times I'd be like, you know what? There's only one of me, you know, like, so scale back so you enjoy it.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. And we can have the perfect picture but have awful memories.
Exactly.
And I think if we flip that and just say, you know what, maybe the pictures are going to be a little bit messy, but what the people in my life take away from this is beautiful. That's what I want to focus on.
Well, and if you feel like you're wrestling with comparison, please stay off social media. Because everybody's staging their pictures, and really, they probably just punched someone out or cried over their cranberry sauce being awful. Whatever it is, you know, just just stay away from anything that's going to make you diminish what you already have that's wonderful.
Yeah. Or listen, some of you out there, God gave you that gift.
Yeah.
That's your thing. That's your gift. Invite me over.
Yeah.
Let me come. Let me hang out. Let me enjoy the fruits of your labor. I will. I so will. And if that gives you joy to do that, just invite people in like me so we can enjoy
it. Yes, me too. I absolutely appreciate it when other people have those gifts.
And laugh off the like crazy stuff. Like one year I did a hashtag and it was called Jacked Up Christmas because like everything went wrong, but it ended up being one of the most fun memories ever.
Yeah. So I want to just say something really quick. I wrote a blog post about a year ago called How Not to Make Your Grown Children Hate Christmas. It went viral.
Yes, like it did. It was amazing.
It crashed the internet. It went viral. I'm going to repost that on this day on my blog at SuzanneEller.com. But just, it's just practical ways that we can kind of switch it. If we're the mother-in-law and or the grandma, we can switch this so that our grown kids can look at Christmas and take some of the pressure off and we can all enjoy it more.
Yeah. So that's a great transition to practical steps. You know, one would be go read Susie's post because she's got a lot of good things in there. So what else? I love that we're talking about this kind of in advance because that means like we have time to be intentional and to put some things in place and to kind of go into the holidays with a strategy this year.
Yeah.
So what about you, Jennifer? What's a practical way? A
practical thing. Well, I am very creative. And so ideas will just pop into my head. So I think coming into the holiday season with a plan that says I'm going to stick to this list and not add more would probably be really helpful for me to not overdo it. So I think just making a smaller list and scaling back and sticking with it, keeping myself accountable to that.
Yeah. And I think for me, having a daily rhythm that keeps me focused on what matters most is helpful. Like a couple of Thanksgivings ago, I went to a craft store. See, I do go in them occasionally.
I just got really surprised. I know, right?
It does happen. So I got these little paper leaves and every day I wrote something that I was grateful for on one leaf and like put it on this little string. That does sound crafty. Look at me.
Look at you.
Well, paper and clothespins. So there you go. That's like intermediate, isn't it?
Yeah.
So yeah. Or, you know, advanced, I've done advent calendars before or just some ritual that you do each day to say, okay, I'm going to remember what matters most.
Yeah. So good. I love
that. 5 minutes or less, call that person that maybe you've been putting pressure on to say you have to be here or it has to look like this. And maybe that's a daughter-in-law, a son-in-law. I don't know who it is, but just give them a call and say, you know what? Being with you is what matters. So how can we make this less pressure-packed?
Yeah, I love that.
So good.
Hustle-free Christmas.
Yeah.
So a resource we'd like to share with you, and this actually ties into what I was just talking about, not intentionally, but it works. So I had a devotional come out recently called Strong, Brave, Loved, Empowering Reminders of Who You Really Are. It's 60 days. So that actually, if you got it now, it would take you through the holiday season. So that might be something fun either to do on your own or with your family, a group of girlfriends commit to doing it together. But the main thing I wanted to tell you about is I'm doing a free online Bible study with it starting in January. And so we will post the way that you can sign up for that and get on the waiting list. There is a waiting list on the More Than Small Talk Facebook page. So you can just look at that. So I'm really excited about that too. Doing that is a new adventure with all of you. So yes, tell us what your strategies for the holidays are. We love hearing from you on our Facebook page and in other places on social media. And let's all have hustle-free holidays.
And that's it for today's episode. Thanks for going deeper, becoming freer, and connecting with us. More Than Small Talk is a part of the KLRC Podcast Network and is produced by Kara Culver. Show notes and resources are available on the More Than Small Talk page on klrc.com. You can also join us in our Facebook group. Subscribe to More Than Small Talk on your favorite app so you won't ever miss an episode.